Aujourd'hui, on va manger les meilleurs plats du monde avec Mr Beast.
Bonjour.
Et on commence avec un classique, le pain au chocolat. Do you know pain au chocolat?
Pain au chocolat?
Pain au chocolat?
No.
It's a classic French pastry. Every people okay. in France eat this on the morning and you have like two versions, the supermarket.
Okay.
And a gourmet one. Pain au chocolat?
Pound chocolate. You were saying chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be an interesting video. How much did this one cost?
10.
And that was a dollar?
50 cents.
So 50 cents versus $10.
Try this one first?
No, it's in front of you. You got it,
Ok, super. Bon, ben moi, je vais goûter la version supermarché.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Maybe inside it's better.
Yeah. Once I got to the inside chocolate, it was good. I like it.
Do you want to try the supermarket?
Yeah. Weirdly. I weirdly like this better. You sure this is only 50 cents? It beats the $10 one.
En vrai, il a raison. Hein. Le peach passe mieux. Celui-là, il est un peu sec.
What? What is this?
And this is the beast one. This is for you.
Is there chocolate inside?
Yeah.
Wait, are you serious? Do I just cut it?
Yeah, you can cut it. You can take it. You can bite it. This is the most expensive croissant.
This is a massive croissant. Oh my gosh. Be real with me. Is it Feastables chocolate inside?
No, not at this one.
All right. I don't even know where to bite it.
I think inside is way better.
Okay.
It's good?
Yeah, it's buttery.
It's good, but I think...
I still like this little one better.
Pour la première manche, c'est quand même le peach qui gagne.
Yeah. I would rate this one, I put the beast one in last. Oh, we're off to a great start in the video.
Et pour nous cuisiner tout ça, j'ai réuni les meilleurs chefs de la planète. Nina Métayer, meilleure chef pâtissière du monde en 2024. Et Xavier Pincemin, grand gagnant de Top Chef. Mais attention, on va manger la version la moins chère et la plus chère possible de chaque plat.
Vous me connaissez, on m'a appelé pendant très longtemps le roi du tacos sur Internet. Est-ce que le roi du tacos va faire aimer
Big
le tacos
what
à Mr Beast? Regardez, il est curieux. You don't know this one.
It's like a giant taco, I guess.
It's called French tacos. It's not like the Mexican tacos. It's specific French street food.
I'm learning so much about your guys' culture. And so this is the cheap taco.
Yes. I think it's the most American things we have.
Just because, hey, don't stereotype me. Just because I'm American doesn't mean I only like American food. All right.
But it's looked like American dish.
Yeah, it does. Whoa. This tastes very American. I'm back at home. I will say I kind of like this layout better than like, you know, like you said, a Mexican taco.
Easy to eat.
Yeah, like when you have like a crunchy taco at Taco Bell, like you take a bite, that thing's falling apart. Bro, this thing's not going anywhere. Hit me with the expensive taco.
The next one is the most Mr. Beast things we can do.
Oh God.
Et maintenant, on passe en cuisine pour faire la version la plus chère du monde.
Ça y est, je suis avec le frérot Xavier Pincemin.
Yes.
Bon, maintenant, tacos. Mes versions la plus chère au monde. Là, je veux que Mr. Beast y soit.
Oh okay. My God. On va s'inspirer un peu du lobster roll. On va mettre du caviar et on va mettre aussi des feuilles d'or. Et après, on va l'envoyer genre dans une mallette à billets.
Ok, on lui envoie un lingot d'or tacos.
T'es chaud?
Ok.
J'ai décortiqué un homard.
Okay.
On va le rôtir au beurre, tout doucement. Pressé de pommes de terre et patates douces avec des algues. On va le rôtir dans le beurre de homard. Là, j'ai mon mélange homard avec la salade romaine et la sauce bisque. Un peu spicy, oignon frit, la pomme de terre croustillante juste au milieu. On resserre tout, on passe à la cuisson. Maintenant, on va recouvrir le tacos d'or et c'est là où ça prend une autre dimension. Donc ça, c'est de l'or alimentaire, 22 carats. On termine avec le caviar, une belle cuillère dessus. The most expensive tacos, French tacos.
Wow! Wait, it's wrapped in gold?
Yes, this is lobster.
Lobster, I love lobster.
You like? Le meilleur homard du monde, homard breton. I put on the top caviar.
I don't really like caviar. Can you only put it on one side?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm excited.
And it's real gold.
You know what's interesting is when you eat stuff like this, your, for lack of better words, your poop has gold in it.
That's true.
Merci. Hein?
Merci.
No, merci. Merci.
Merci.
On va tester. Do you like the style? Do you like the briefcase?
Oh, presentation? 10 out of 10. You actually like caviar?
Yeah, it's good.
I find caviar disgusting.
It's really expensive for what it tastes, but it's good.
Isn't that like little fish eggs?
Yeah.
Ugh. Caviar is like tons of little oysters.
J'ai l'impression qu'on va manger un mini lingot d'or.
Oh, mine's falling apart. I'm doing surgery. I've got gold on my finger. All right, I just have a golden thumb. Cheers.
Son tacos, il n'a plus aucun sens.
The lobster is a really nice touch.
It's good. It's fresh.
Yeah. Big fan.
Et vraiment, la présentation a été incroyable. Le goût, très très bon. C'est 9 sur 10. You have gold.
I got gold on my... You also have gold on your lip, okay.
We are gold right now.
Okay. I feel like this is what people assume rich people do all day. Yeah. Just eat golden food and like, ah, you got gold on your lip.
Mais on fait ça que pour les vidéos. Personne ne mange de l'or comme ça.
I'm gonna just put... Yeah. I'm just gonna wipe my gold on your... Hey, if any of you guys need money, just check the dumpster behind the studio. There'll be a bunch of gold. If you subtract the presentation...
I like the cheap one.
Yeah. Don't let the chef guy watch the video. He might hate me.
He will hate you.
I know.
Et pour le prochain, on va faire des huîtres. Have you ever tried oyster?
I haven't had oyster in a very long time. Oh, gosh. Oysters are, like, slimy. Oh, you can come in. I can see it.
J'ai pas l'impression qu'il aime les
huîtres. Oh, boy. I'm not sure I want cheap oysters. That sounds like it will give me a disease.
This is the cheap one.
Oh, this is cheap. What does the expensive one look like? How cheap we talking? Like...
€1.
Each?
Each.
Oh, okay. €1. You ready? Cheers.
Oh.
I don't want to swallow it.
You can.
Hey, what's that? That was very bad.
0 of 10?
Yeah, 0 out of 10. That was very raw.
Mais c'est comme ça qu'on les mange quand même. On attaque un classique, les huîtres.
Ça, c'est dur de faire aimer à tout le monde. Mais ça, c'est ce qui va nous faire aider Mr. Beast à aimer les huîtres. La picanha de Kobe, japonais, forcément. On va refaire un genre de... C'est du sashimi, un peu huître, bœuf. On va mélanger les deux ensemble. On va commencer par colorer sur l'autre gras. En attendant, j'ai pris les huîtres et je vais juste les couper comme un petit tartare. Et pour adoucir le tout, on va les mélanger avec du concombre. Et là, je vais verser ma salade. Là, on va mettre les morceaux de viande directement dessus. Pour rappeler un peu les perles des huîtres, j'ai fait suréfication de yuzu. Et on finit par l'écume. On fume l'assiette. Ça, c'est 200 balles.
The gourmet one need to be better, but I think it's not your favorite stuff.
Oysters?
No. I don't like it.
That one you can have Pepe chicken. Yeah. Pepe chicken versus McDonald's.
Pepe chicken win.
Whoa.
Yo.
How's it going?
Ça va les gars?
Ça va très bien. Ça va mieux qu'avec les huîtres pas chères.
This is my recipe. Je déteste les huîtres. Uh-huh. Et là, for you, I smoke the oyster with the wood. You know, I mix the meat and the oyster.
This looks way better than the cheap one.
On est d'accord.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Merci. Hein.
Merci.
Éclatez-vous.
Cheers. Oh, I got a way bigger bite. Not bad.
A fait meilleur.
Is he in the other room? Can he hear me?
You can talk.
Okay. Not my day.
Xavier était mort.
It's hard to do great stuff with oyster.
The meat is good.
On est d'accord, la viande, elle est exceptionnelle, mais par contre, bon bah, l'huître, ça reste compliqué, mais j'ai prévu bien mieux pour la suite.
Cheap oysters, this, Pepe chicken.
Ok, bah on va passer au plat suivant. Next one, it's weird too. Do you know escargot?
Is that snail?
No.
Yes.
Bro, oysters and snails, I thought this was supposed to be fun. Is that just a thing here in France? You guys eat snails?
Yeah, but it's pretty good.
When you have burgers and Pepe chicken, why do you choose to eat a snail? This is the cheap snail?
Yes.
All right, I'll go into it with an open mind.
So you need to do it like this.
Let me try to figure it out on my own. Like that? Do you just suck on it?
You have a suck on tools.
Is that not weird? You're just eating a snail?
Have you ever tried?
No, if I have. Snails are like cute. Wow, this is like just an actual dead snail I'm about to put in my mouth. Whose idea was it just to eat these things? In America, when we see things slithering on the ground, we don't go, oh, let's shove it in our mouth. We're like, let's just leave it there.
In France, we say, oh, maybe it's good.
All right, cheers. Okay, actually, that's pretty good.
Un Américain aime les escargots.
I was expecting it to be like weird and slimy. No. Honestly, it just tastes like, it tastes like chewy chicken almost.
And do you like the herbs and the garlic?
Yeah, this is good. Like the herbs aren't overpowering. Tastes good.
On a fait manger des escargots à Mr. Beast et il aime.
You guys are onto something.
Okay, ça a été validé. Maintenant, on va tester la version de luxe.
How do I say thank you in France?
Merci.
Merci?
Merci.
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 Je vais te faire une recette d'escargot que je faisais dans les restos étoilés, dans les palaces. Parce qu'en fait, le but, c'est de lui montrer ce qu'on fait en France. C'est à l'époque, on faisait un risotto au beurre persillé. Dedans, on va faire une fricassée d'escargot. On va rajouter les escargots dessus. À ton avis, il va aimer ça?
J'ai osé quand même, mon gars. Hein, je pense qu'il va aimer.
Que tu penses qu'il va préférer les escargots de base ou cette recette?
Je pense qu'il va préférer cette recette. Hein.
J'espère. Hein. T'imagines, il préfère aucune de mes recettes. Mais j'ai trop le seum.
Allez, ça part. Alors, dressage des escargots.
Là, notre base. Risotto, beurre persillé. Ensuite, on va rajouter dessus des escargots. On les pose dessus. Là, c'est mon pain toasté en espuma, genre comme une petite chantilly. On va mettre ensuite les chips d'ail. Et là, on a tous les éléments qui représentent l'escargot.
Et ça coûterait combien, ça, si on doit l'acheter dans un resto gastro?
Une entrée comme ça, tu pourrais la vendre au moins 60 euros. Now, the snail with risotto. You eat all on the same time and you have the same taste with the most good flavor.
I love the oyster. We'll see if we love this one.
Thank you.
Not my day.
Merci.
But I think this one you will love it.
Yeah, no, this looks good. What do you mean? I loved the last one. All right, he's out of the room. I did not. Let's do it. Bon appetit.
Oh, yeah.
That's the crémeux.
That's really good. I like that.
1 of 10?
I put that as like 9.5. The normal snail, probably a 6.
Ah, je suis d'accord. En vrai, c'est le meilleur plat qu'on a mangé jusqu'à présent. C'est incroyable.
Wait, what is this? Where did he come from?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
J'ai une commande pour Charles.
It's Pepe Chicken.
Yeah, I recognize the logo. You ordered your own food, of course.
We have a surprise.
Oh, it smells really good.
Because we have Pepe Chicken.
So we're gonna try cheap Pepe Chicken versus expensive?
No, this is a special one.
We have Pepe Chicken?
Yeah.
But...
Oh, okay. But wait, what's the cheap one and what's the gourmet one?
Both gourmet.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this one's the gourmet option, Feastables.
Parce que ce week-end, si vous commandez Pepe Chicken, on vous offre des Feastables. Les chocolats de Mr. Beast qui arrivent et qui sont là en France chez Carrefour.
I assume he just said Feastables is available at every Carrefour in France. Yes, and you should go try it. It tastes amazing. It's gourmet. I'm the gourmet side.
Et là, on va goûter. Oh, you can try a new product.
What is it?
It's the Pepe popcorn.
We're trying Pepe chicken. Let's get into it. This isn't sold in America. I can never order it.
One day.
I mean, come on. Everyone I know from France is always talking about how this is the best. I think this is like the number 3 restaurant here. I'm ready. I'm ready to finally get to try it. Oh, it looks good.
You have the new one. I got the OG.
All right, I'm going to be honest. I'll tell you if I think it sucks. That's so good.
Yes.
Is this one out?
It's a new one.
So they can literally open up their delivery app and order it right now?
Yes. If they order this week, we offer Feastable.
I really like that the buns are soft. I think the herbs on it, I don't know about you guys, but when there's a lot of herbs and spices on something, I want to taste the chicken, right? So it's very subtle. I think it actually works really well. I mean, yeah, the sauce, everything about it's good.
I need to come in the US, right?
I mean, yeah, or specifically just where I live so I can order. So I heard if they order Pepe chicken also in the next 7 days, they have a chance to win $1 million. You're gonna give someone $1 million?
You?
No, you.
You?
You're gonna give someone who buys $1 million, right?
No.
Just cut the part where you said no. There you go.
This is the new product.
Pepe popcorn. Yeah, it's good. Why doesn't every restaurant just make good chicken like this?
Because it's hard to do it. Feastable right now. Ça vient d'arriver. Moi, you know my favorite is this one.
The peanut butter one?
Yeah.
Let's go. France, because I love you, and you're not like every other country out there. We also made these limited edition France bars. And we're going to be putting them in random Pepe chicken orders. All right. Get this away from me or I'm going to eat too much.
Et là, il sait pas encore, mais j'ai une surprise après pour lui avec Feastable. Vous allez voir. Je pense qu'il va aimer. Là, on va attaquer un truc. Je sais qu'il va adorer. C'est le classique du classique, le croque-monsieur.
Lasagne. Oh.
No, it's not lasagne. It looks bad.
3 slices of bread and cheese. Yes. Is this bread lasagna?
No, it's croque-monsieur. It's a little bit like...
What are you saying, croque-monsieur?
Croque.
Cock?
Croque.
Why are you making me say the word cock?
It's not cock. It's croque.
Someone sent me that clip. There's no difference.
Croque. Monsieur.
Monsieur.
So, it's a little bit like your grilled cheese.
This looks like that, remember when we made that short video where we slapped the cheese? That's what this looks like. They also put cheese in between. Okay, that makes sense. I thought the cheese was just on top. Cheers. All right. Coq majeur.
Coq majeur.
Okay.
Oh, it's good for a cheap one.
This is a monsoon of cheese sitting on top. I mean, I don't think I've ever had this much cheese on anything in my life.
Et maintenant, on attaque la version gastronomique. Et celui-ci, je sens que ça va être incroyable.
This entire video, he does the intros in French, and I have no idea what he's saying.
Le croque-monsieur, les gars, ça, c'est quand même quelque chose qu'on peut pas trop déranger, quoi.
Mais tu vas nous faire quand même...
On va le faire joli. On va faire vraiment dans la noblesse. On va rajouter quoi?
La truffe.
La truffe. On va faire en gros un pain de mie rôti au beurre et on va essayer de faire un montage genre jambon et comté. Voilà, donc ça va être la base. On commence par fromage, donc on va essayer d'être fait que ce soit bien parfait. Jambon, on remet une couche de fromage et là j'ai pris un 36 mois. OK, donc il y a le grain de sel et tout, c'est le meilleur. Le but là, c'est de bien le colorer et que ce soit bien fondant. Et là directement sur assiette. Là, on rajoute la truffe. Le classique croque-monsieur avec la truffe recouverte d'or, 80 euros.
Ouais, facile.
Hein. Facile, hein.
Bring it on out.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure you're gonna love it, this one.
This is le croque-monsieur with black truffle. You like truffle?
It doesn't really have much taste. I've had black truffles. We had $70,000 pizza one time, but like you don't really, I don't know. The black truffles don't really have much taste to me.
You need to taste one. Truffe Melanosporum. The best. Cheers. You like truffle? To bread?
Mm-hmm.
And I... you don't like?
No.
Ça se voit, il a essayé d'être politiquement correct.
With no truffle?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Et toi, Charles, tu kiffes la truffe?
Oh. Yeah, put it on his side. There we go. Ooh, it looks good. Thank you.
Cheers. You like all of the dish?
Me, yes. And Jimmy, wait, he love it.
Do I like all the dishes you brought out? No, yeah.
You like all
Yeah, everything you brought out so far.
Oyster? T'imagines, il préfère aucune de mes recettes.
I like the cheap one.
Now my day.
Xavier, t'es mort.
You like all of the dish?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
C'est pas bien ce qu'il fait.
Please, can you just like, I don't know, like, not let him ever see this.
This is the masterpiece.
Yeah. How did you get the bread to taste like that?
The butter.
Oh my God, the butter's literally dripping on my hand. Look, it's dripping out of my sandwich. The edges are crispy. The inside is so soft. This is really impressive. Like, this is probably one of the best things I've ever had.
Le premier dessert, un classique en France, c'est bien sûr l'éclair au chocolat. Do you know éclair au chocolat?
I heard the word chocolate, let's do it.
So this is the cheap one.
What in God's name is that?
This is not a Feastable one.
What, did you buy this at a gas station? Okay. Oh, there's cream inside? Ew. I hate that.
It's not bad.
The cream's gross.
No, it's not chocolate.
Well, it's chocolate on top, but then...
Yeah. Il est vraiment pas bon, hein? Right now, you will try like the éclair au chocolat made by the best pastry chef in the world, and she used Feastable.
Okay, then it's gonna taste great no matter what.
Je suis avec Nina Métayer, meilleure pâtissière du monde en 2024. Je suis trop content. Qu'est-ce que t'as prévu?
Eh ben, merci pour l'invitation. Pour commencer, je suis trop contente d'être là avec toi aussi. Donc là, j'ai un chocolat peanut butter. J'ai un chocolat noir et un chocolat au lait. Un éclair, c'est de la crème pâtissière. Crème pâtissière au chocolat, mais chocolat peanut butter. J'ai fait un petit praliné de cacahuètes. Et là, alors maintenant, on va avoir le geste pâtissier. Le geste que j'adore, c'est le pochage. C'est la signature, c'est l'écriture du pâtissier. Et là, on va apporter tout le côté extrêmement élégant avec ses petites tuiles. Et parce que j'aime bien mes petites fleurs, j'ai fait des petites fleurs en chocolat. Et je vais venir les cacher en dessous.
Question pour l'éclair, si on devait le servir dans un restaurant, ça coûterait combien?
Je dirais entre 25 et 30 euros.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. This is why you've been watching this video. What is this?
This is a chocolate éclair with Feastable.
Oh my gosh, say no more!
Regardez-le! Hey, il est content!
I'm excited. Hein? Can I shake your hand? Thank you.
Enjoy.
This is the pinnacle of the video.
Ah, oh, it's beautiful.
It smells so good.
Oh, you're taking too long. Oh yeah. Alright, they're gonna think I'm biased. You have to rate this one.
Look my face. It's 10 of the 10.
You may not have gourmet dessert made by the greatest chef in all of France, but you can still have Feastables if you order Pepe Chicken right now.
Maintenant, un autre classique, le millefeuille. Je me demande s'il va aimer ou pas.
Classic French dessert. What's it called?
It's millefeuille.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially just cream with a little bit of crumbs on it.
Yes, but it's...
I will go in with an open mind. Let's see if it's good.
You love snails, so you can love...
Yeah, it could be like snails. Maybe I end up liking it. I mean, it's also hard because you have the best chef in the world in doing it. So it might just be a thing I don't like, but she just makes it good because she's great at this.
And this is the cheap one.
How cheap are we talking?
€2.
So what I have is a euro. Bon appetit, whatever this is.
Not too bad, not too good.
I'd say this is the definition of mid.
On veut la version chère.
Yeah. Let's try the expensive one.
Je vois déjà, il y a pas mal de choses là.
Alors là, c'est un gros travail sur le feuilletage chocolat. Feuilletage chocolat, c'est un feuilletage fondant, mais qui va quand même se tenir. Là, crémeux chocolat. Donc, je vais déposer.
Tu vas faire trois étages, c'est ça, enfin deux...
Exactement. Donc là, j'ai mes trois étages.
Ok.
Maintenant, je vais coucher le millefeuille. Et là, après, j'ai fait un praliné au gruet de cacao. Déposer quand même généreusement du praliné. Ça, ça apportait vraiment du croustillant. Parce que dans un dessert, quand on le mange, il faut tous les sens. Et maintenant, alors là, j'ai fait une chantilly avec le chocolat au lait. Ça, c'est une petite tuerie.
Le chocolat au lait Feastable ?
Oui.
Et il va être content.
Là, je vais faire des petits tourbillons pour ce côté un peu de dentelle. Là, pour donner un peu de volume, moi, j'utilise un cacao. Et là, après, il faut positionner extrêmement délicatement les petites tiges. Genre, ces petites tiges, en plus, on les a peintes avec un petit peu de brillant. Alors là, niveau prix, avec les petits détails, le pochage, etc., je pense qu'on est aux alentours, ouais, au moins de 25 euros, 30 euros.
That looks good.
And here, you have the millefeuille with your chocolate.
You think just because you put vegetables on it, I'm gonna fray it biasly, right? I'm excited. Thank you.
Okay. Enjoy.
How do I say thank you again?
Merci.
Merci.
Avec plaisir.
Ça sent bien le chocolat. On voit les différentes textures.
Wow.
Oh.
And now, after I chew it for a second, now it's a little, like, salty. It's like, this is like a lot of flavors in your mouth. It's an experience eating this.
Do you like the chocolate?
Yeah, bro, this is good.
It's Milka, do you know? No. It's Feastable. It's Feastable!
You think I flew all the way over here just to eat Milka? That's like me making you eat McDonald's.
We can stay friends, okay?
McDonald's is better than Pepe Chicken.
No!
Promise it's Feastables?
It's Feastables.
All right, we're still friends.
100.
We're friends still.
Okay. Right? Une note sur 10?
I mean, I'd give this a 9.5. It's really good.
On va lui faire goûter des crêpes. Et vous savez ce que je vais lui faire goûter? La fameuse crêpe, waouh.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna barf if you keep making me eat food. What is that? What is that?
We can buy it on supermarket for 50 cents.
50 cents? What's it called?
Crêpe waouh.
50 cents kipuro.
Ah, parfait. Nickel. Il l'a bien dit, en plus.
It's literally just chocolate wrapped in bread. It's fine.
C'est pas fou.
Very surprised that he rented an entire restaurant just for the shoot, especially with that view. Very impressed. Last time I came to Paris, you know, I rented the Eiffel Tower. You know, you could have done that too. Next video.
On va attaquer les crêpes et on va faire une crêpe signature.
Alors là, j'ai fait un petit beurre, un peu comme un beurre Suzette, en fait, avec des petits zestes d'orange, etc. Donc la chantilly, je vais rajouter des petits zestes de citron vert. Et le petit truc en plus, très important, du kumbawa. Après, on va la plier. Je vais lui mettre un petit peu de confit de mangue à l'intérieur. Ensuite, je viens positionner ma belle mangue. Là, je viens déposer des petits cubes de citron cédra confit. Bah, évidemment, des petites fleurs parce que j'aime bien les fleurs et que c'est très joli avec cette petite mangue-là. Et après, évidemment, de la chantilly. Donc là, faut la servir à la minute. Parce que la chantilly, vu que la crêpe est chaude. Donc là, c'est vraiment service de restauration à la minute. Et bien, on vient faire un joli dressage comme ça. Un petit peu de zeste de citron vert et c'est terminé. Et voilà.
Et en termes de prix?
Bon, en termes de prix, là, on est généreux en termes de mangue, de passion, du citron vert, du kumbawa. Je dirais 28 euros à peu près.
OK.
What is this? That was not what I was expecting to come out. Thank you.
So, we can try. This is typical French stuff.
I mean, it looks good. Cheers. Wow.
That's good. Les crêpes, c'est tout le temps bon.
Even the mango tastes like better than normal. The mango tastes more mango than normal mango. Is that like...
That's because we have like better fruits.
Yeah, this tastes more mango than like normal mango. I don't know how, like, I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense, but...
Je vois ce qu'il veut dire. Aux US, les goûts des fruits et légumes, ils sont vraiment moins bons qu'en France. Ils sont plus jolis, mais ils ont moins de goût.
Bro, if they tasted like that, I would eat it every day.
C'est validé. Et il nous reste quelques surprises.
Bro, I'm gonna... die. So much food. Oh my gosh. My stomach's gonna explode. So much food.
On va tuer Mr. Beast. On le fait trop manger.
How do you eat this much food, man?
That's my job.
Whoa. In the frying pan.
Yes. Because we are going to put fire.
Am I gonna burn?
No.
Whoa. Okay. It's on fire. Have you ever accidentally lit someone on fire?
Not yet.
Okay. Whew. Kinda looks like a pancake.
Yeah. Jimmy, il est en train de mourir.
Missy. All right, I gotta work up the energy to eat more food.
You can do it. You pass 7 days burying alive. You can eat like 10 more.
Okay. This is like the best tasting food on the planet, and I'm struggling to eat it. Bro, it smells phenomenal. Oh my God. That's very intense.
Les saveurs englobent tout le palais. On a le petit côté frais de l'orange et la crêpe qui croustille un peu.
Bro, it's so good that it's bringing my appetite back, but I can't. I'm gonna barf. Do you have any Americans that watch your content?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, to the little bit of Americans watching, thin pancake, tastes great.
And if you are American, write a comment.
Yo, my fellow Americans, spam the comment section.
What is this? Ice cream?
Up next, I got.
Okay.
Up next, we have ice cream. Bring it on out. I can see it.
Il dit n'importe quoi. Bah, tu vas découvrir, alors. Tu fais le malin.
You're telling me that's not ice cream?
No, it's not ice cream.
Oh, is this jello? Flan boy?
Flamby.
Oh, is this pudding?
It's kind of pudding, but it's really French. No.
What?
You need to put like this. Do you know this one?
No. And then you peel that off and it... What? Yeah, this is not a thing in America.
It's a French techno.
In America, we just eat out of the plastic. Do I have to eat it?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Il a adoré. On passe à la suite.
All right, everybody. We're on the final dish. And then I can go take a nap, because I'm going to be in a food coma.
Ah oui, c'est pas facile, hein. On va terminer en beauté avec le dessert signature de Nina.
This is my favorite chocolate dessert. But maybe we can think next time to make it with Feastable.
Do you sell this in your restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. Cheers. It's been a long video. It's been fun. Let's wrap it up.
Oh, c'est incroyable. Ça croustille.
It's good.
Si vous avez faim, ce week-end, commandez Pepe Chicken. Il y a des Feastables. Tu vas mettre un million dans une commande ou pas?
I have no idea what he said, but yeah, buy some Pepe Chicken. It's got a Feastables bar in it. And once the promo's over, if you still want Feastables, it's at Carrefour. If he didn't hate you, he'd put in Pepe Chicken forever. But, you know, logistical issues. Chocolate melts easy. It's super expensive. Jimmy, pay for it.
Jimmy, pay more and do it.
I'm kidding, though. Thank you for having me. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jimmy. And click here for watching a new video.
Yeah, my new video. Peace.